Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report podcast. I'm Stephen Strang, and I am so excited today to talk to you about this brand new documentary called The Reawakening. I'm going to talk to the producer of it, the director. He is Matt Thayer, filmmaker from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I just saw the documentary. We are involved, as I'll explain later. I believe that what Clay Clark and his Reawaken America tour is doing is making a real difference in our country. You don't want to miss my behind-the-scenes conversation with Matt Thayer.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Matt. I'm so glad that you worked me into your schedule. I am so excited about this documentary, which actually we at Charisma Media are distributing on an exclusive basis up until about mid-December 2021. I realize people will probably be listening to this podcast, you know, months from now, but for right now, people can only see it. And I was just blown away when I saw the documentary and the quality. Tell me why you did this, what you hope to get, hope to accomplish with it, early indications. I just want to get the behind the scenes.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Steve, for fitting me into your schedule. I appreciate that. I mean, it's always an honor to get out there and talk to new audiences. So the genesis of the idea kind of came. I had an idea to do something. I'd been asked to do a documentary series, kind of when all of a sudden all the voting stuff happened, because I had done the Trump I Know last year, and
That was a great documentary of all the ones that came out,
including
one that I interviewed me, which I thought was great, but you blew it away. It was mostly kind of the women in Trump's life, and it was great. But go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I think it's the only documentary about the president that has an interview with him in it. I think all of the other documentaries just rely on footage and then other people's third-hand accounts. But we actually got to interview President Trump in the White House with Laura Trump. And then, like you said, a lot of all-star women. We had Laura in there, Kaylee in there. We also had
my good friend
Kimberly
Paula
Guilfoyle.
White. Kane.
Paula White. Paula was my favorite interview. She was just extraordinary.
She is terrific.
And so amazing. And she's become good friends. After doing the Trump I Know, some people approached, about an idea to do like a series on some of like the election fraud and things like that. So we kind of developed this pitch deck, and nothing actually developed of it, but I always thought it was a good idea. And so when I had the opportunity to meet Clay through kind of just different extenuating circumstances, he said, you've met Clay, so he's just like, a 100 miles.
He's like a force of nature.
Yes. I told him, I said, I didn't realize the cyclonic activity in Oklahoma was actually due to you. He goes, he's like, well, so you make documentaries, right? And I said, well, that's one of the things that I do. And he says, well, I've got this idea. And so he pitched this idea about like to create a documentary around what's happening with these Reawaken America tours. Well, the content was very similar to the series that I had already kind of had in the back of my mind. And so I began to try and figure out how to weave this together. And I told him, I said, this is such a big idea. We really can't just do, 1 hour and a half long documentary. We really need to unpack this over the course of four episodes. And so, we worked with him and he said, okay, well, I can help out getting the first one going. And so we decided, okay, well, we're going to create this pilot, which is episode one. And we're going to get it out there and, you know, and see if people like it. And if people like it, then, you know, we've got plans to make episodes 2, 3, and 4. And the first episode,
well,
really,
I'll tell you what, I like it. I really like it. And I hope people do. And, you know, frankly, I'd never heard of Clay Clark. I don't live in Oklahoma. He's relatively new on the national scene. The first time was my wife was telling me that there was this live stream from Rhema Bible Church in Tulsa. Of course, I know the Hagans very, very well. I've been to that church many times, you know, as a visitor. And it was called Health and Freedom. And I didn't watch the whole thing. It's very, very long, but it made a lot of sense. And there was a the MC, he'd say, "And now Matt Thayer."
Right.
You know, and I was going like, "Who is this guy?" And not long after that, we connected with him, and he had me as a guest on his Thrive Time radio show, I guess, which is one of the things that gave him a national profile. And of course, in the documentary, you kind of document that it was all about business. He's a business consultant. I actually know a few of his clients who one man told me, I think he was in the house building business, that his company like grew 4 times when he started using Clay's material. And then Clay's told me that he would have all these seminars, maybe 200 people they'd fly in, and he was kind of shut down by COVID. And then suddenly he was doing this. I mean, the story is just so interesting. And then to put it into a documentary like this. So go ahead with your story, but I had to throw that in.
Yeah, no. So it was just kind of like this idea of like using Clay, who does have a very intriguing story, you know, somebody who would never, who actually said he would never talk about religion or politics, to hosting a conference where the only thing that they talk about is religion and politics. And so just an extraordinary story. And so what I decided to do was to use him as kind of our everyman. You know, it's like when you're creating a documentary or you're creating any kind of story, right? You create something that, you know, the audiences can connect with, right? And so Clay being, you know, somebody who, you know, was just a business guy and everything else and just kind of woke up in 2020, and it was somebody that people could relate to. And so that's how we started it. And then my challenge was I really loved the documentary, The Last Dance, which was, the one about Michael Jordan and the Bulls. And, it was on Netflix and ESPN. And, it's just a really great documentary. It's a 10-part series. One of the things that I really loved about that was how they told the story and they didn't have any narrators. And so that's what I wanted to do. And I, as a filmmaker, I always look for like a challenge, for myself, and creating a documentary with no narration, nobody filling in the gaps, with information, kind of this voice of God thing, is a challenge. And so we set out with my editor to create this experience, because I also wanted to create an experience of, I'm really intrigued by the idea of like reawakening, what it's like to wake up and to be disoriented and to, you know, kind of come at it from this first person perspective where you're kind of walking blurry eyed through, you know, the morning or, you know, whatever. And so like, that's kind of how I approached some of the graphics and some of the ideas in the documentary was, you know, it's just this idea of waking up to this new world where all of a sudden we're realizing that, you know, our government has been actually working against us. And, you know, there's some of these things that we've forgotten from our past that we need to be reminded of. And so that's really kind of, so I try to work those kinds of ideas creatively into this visual tapestry that just people sit down and can experience and not be felt like they're being told what they think, but being kind of given questions to think upon and hopefully coming to their own conclusions.
Okay, what do you hope to accomplish? Are you just trying to document an interesting story, which is entirely valid? I mean, I've been in the media business my whole life. I loved telling stories and reporting stories. Or is your documentary part of this reawakening?
Oh, well, I my hope would be that the documentary would be part of the reawakening because, you know, like you said, you know, not everybody, you know, wants to go to a conference and, you know, sit for 3 days, even though I would encourage everyone to, if one of these conferences is near you, absolutely you should go, because it's amazing to meet people, rub elbows with other people that are like minded. You meet people in your community, because really that's what it's going to take, is, you know, local action at moving forward. But so definitely, but go to one of these conferences if you can. But not everybody wants to watch them online. And so documentaries, people love documentaries. There's a lot of people that love documentaries. Some people don't like documentaries.
I love them. I'd rather watch a documentary than a theatrical production.
Well, and so documentaries, see, that's exactly the type of audience, right? So it's a different, it's packaging the information in a format to reach another level of people. And so that is one of the reasons. And then one of the other reasons is that I've always been really passionate about history, and I've been passionate about the fact that I don't believe that Christians have become as involved as we should be. I think we've lost some of our, we've absolutely just lost our willingness to be a part of the conversation when it comes to, you know, actually most anything in the world, but especially in politics. And we kind of tackle that in the documentary where, you know, we bring in a historian, William Federer, who is an extraordinary historian. And he, you know, tells of stories of how our founding was very, not, we talk about our founding as being biblically based, but sometimes we don't unpack what that means. But it actually was pastors. It was pastors that a pastor's sermon actually inspired the Constitution of Connecticut. And for almost 200 years, Connecticut was governed by this Constitution, which is essentially a written sermon. And, you know, other pastors are being involved in the signing of the Declaration of Independence or whatever. And there were even had a story in the documentary of two brothers who had conversations about, like, whether or not you should get involved or whether or not you should get involved. And those pastors ended up being in the first House of Representatives. One of them ended up being in the Speaker, and they passed the First Amendment. And, these guys didn't pass an amendment or a law that outlawed themselves as pastors. So pastors are very much supposed to be a part of the conversation in politics and in government. And I think one of the reasons why we're seeing the godlessness that we're seeing today is because we've left the room. And, you know, when the light leaves the room, the darkness
and pastors
fills it up, so.
Have become so passive. I mean, I've been covering the church journalistically for, well, more than 40 years, and I've seen this. And also the so-called Johnson Amendment, which I've written about and talked about, which sort of threatens their nonprofit status, has kept them on a leash. Now, no one has ever lost their nonprofit status, which applies to any 501c3, but most churches are 501c3. I mean, you know, that's a discussion for a different day, but a lot of things going on in the culture, including the culture becoming more and more secular, you know, everyone trying to sort of be popular, all these things. So I think that your message that pastors need to be a part of this is powerful. And I'm seeing pastors wake up. Clay Clark puts a lot of them up on his stage, and they become role models, in my opinion, for other pastors.
Yep, absolutely. And it's not about dogma. See, that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand, is that it's not about, you know, creating some sort of theocracy or anything like that. What it is it's actually, like, you can actually look at this scientifically, and you can show that the Judeo-Christian ethic is the only belief system that celebrates the individual over the group. And when you celebrate the individual over the group, you actually invoke liberty. Liberty is the result. But when you celebrate the group over the individual, tyranny is always the result. And so we can look at this scientifically, and we can show, I mean, atheists can look at this and can acknowledge that freedom and liberty is the result of the Judeo-Christian ethic. And so moving forward, we have this really amazing opportunity, I think, as Christians and as leaders, as pastors, is to show the world, like, hey, look, the ideas that come from the Bible, the ideas that come from God, whether you acknowledge his existence or not, you can't argue with the fact that this is the way to liberty. And so, it's not about dogma. It's just about the fact that it works.
Well, I think this is so important. And, you know, I want to tell people how they can get the pilot, the first episode. Mm-hmm. Remind me how long it is.
It's a long pilot. It's about 1 hour or 12 minutes, somewhere in there.
So a little bit more than an hour. And they can get it exclusively from us. And I will come back in the studio and give all the details on how they can watch it. It is actually a part of our Charisma Plus app. And because of that, you can get it on Apple TV and Roku and that kind of thing. So it's very, very convenient. It will be available far and wide on a lot of different platforms come December. And whether you buy it from us or someone else, you've got to see this. The reason I got involved was because I believe so strongly in this. I was honored when Clay Clark invited me to be a speaker. And over the years, I've had to do public speaking. I've had to be comfortable in lots of settings, including a couple of meetings with the President of the United States. And you have to, you know, be able to be articulate in that setting. I'm much better ad-libbing on a panel than I am getting up and in the middle of a stage, especially when you're sharing the stage with people like General Michael Flynn and Mike Lindell and a whole lot of other notables. So
right.
The only reason I said that is for me, it's been a real stretch, but it has been a growing experience. I just was very, very encouraged by the whole experience of being there. I was honored to be a part of it. And then when Clay just mentioned this documentary way back when it was just getting started, I mean, I just jumped at the chance because I think that what he is doing is so important. And we at Charisma Media, you know, we're all about the work of the Holy Spirit. And that for a lot of people, that means, you know, speaking in tongues and prophecy and healings and miracles and, of course, all of that. But it doesn't include politics. And I really believe that in the days we're in, we need the power of the Holy Spirit almost just to survive, let alone try to change things. And, you know, they don't, what he does is not theological, as you said, but an awful lot of the people who are involved are very powerful in the spirit. And, but as far as an organization is concerned, you know, a lot of what we do, I guess maybe like Clay Clark was, you know, more focused on business. I have become more active in the cultural wars just because it is affecting the church so much. I mean, in God and Cancel Culture, my new book, I have chapters on how the government shut down churches in spite of our First Amendment under the guise of health, but they didn't shut down Walmart, grocery stores, liquor stores, or marijuana dispensaries. I mean, it's the height of hypocrisy. And I think it's, in fact, Clay was very interested in this. I mean, when he got involved with all this stuff with COVID, you know, he was concerned about these things, too, and how it was affecting the church. He also has a very, very interesting story in how he actually came to Christ. He's just an interesting, interesting person, and you need to watch this pilot, this first episode, the first of four, called Reawakening. And so as we wrap up this part of the podcast, and I'll come back later with all the details, but I'll give you the last word.
Well, yeah, and I just wanted to, you know, just encourage people that God is moving. I mean, this is, I believe, the next level of revival. And I think that those that say that this isn't, you know, well, God doesn't show up like this, you know, I would encourage them to look back on revival history, because whenever God shows up, he always does something new, and it usually confuses the shepherds of the last movement. You know, they see it and they like go, oh, you know, God's not moving because he didn't do it like he did it the last time. And you know, God's doing a new thing. So, but what I can attest for the fact that I've been behind the scenes and I've seen hundreds of people. I could probably count over 1,000 people that I've personally seen come to the Lord at these conferences. And it's extraordinary. I mean, there's pastors that get up there and just go on full on, you know, full on salvation message, calling down the Holy Spirit to baptize people with fire and courage, because we need that fire and courage right now. I mean, like, look at what happened with the book of Acts, right? We're being asked to stand up against the laws of men and obey the laws of God, right? Because that's that, and that's what Peter and John did, and they called for more boldness and more courage. And so I would hope that people that watch this documentary would experience that, that they would experience that, oh, wait, this is the call of God. Because I think that's the thing that a lot of people, they have a hard time with. They're like, well, is God doing this, or is God doing, you know? And it's like you're kind of like standing there with this kind of like, I don't know, maybe. But I think that the way that, because I prayed through this whole documentary. Like I prayed, like I love creating with God. I love praying and asking him, like, where are you leading me? What information should I be including here? And he highlights different things and just always and surprises me. And I learn stuff along the way. And what I was hoping is that people would watch this and they would see this and they would go, yes, I am absolutely for sure that this is the will of God. Because when you stand on the will of God, that's where you can have courage, right? Because you know that you're standing on the rock, right? And so yeah, God is moving, and we're just, it's exciting to see. I think God is showing up in extraordinary ways, and being a part of history and being able to document that and do it in a way. And that's the other thing too, I wanted to encourage people is that, there are people that, you know, just love documentaries, and then there's other people that don't, but we created this as an experience, like a movie, right? It's like, there's some documentaries that, you know, are just kind of one note and a little bit dry and good information, and if you like information you like to watch it, but you wouldn't necessarily, not everybody wants to watch it, but this is the kind of film where we follow, you know, Clay, we get to know him, but then we bounce over and we're talking to Pastor Artur and Arter and seeing his story, and then we hear see General Flynn, we see Sean Foyt, and we bouncing around to all of these different characters. And we worked really hard to create that rise and that fall of action that you would expect in a movie, so that when you're watching it, you're laughing, you know, you're crying, maybe you're getting a little bit angry. I actually had somebody reach out to me on CloudHub and say, I laughed, I cried, I got angry, and I worked through forgiveness. And I'm like, wow.
That is like, a wow.
That is amazing, you know. So I just hope that people enjoy it. I hope that people would recommend it to their friends and their family, that they would sit down with their friends and their family, that would spur conversations, that it would encourage people to have courage and to step out and to find out how they can join this fight, because we really need 80 million Americans doing one thing to save the country.
Amen. And that's a good place to leave it. Thank you again for being on my podcast, and thank you for the vision and the leadership and the talent to create this incredible documentary called Reawakening. I want you to watch this incredible documentary. Get a pencil and write this down, or you can back up the podcast and listen to it again. We have an exclusive at our website until December 15th, and the website is called watchreawakening.com. You can stream it. You can own it. For $17.76, that's $17.76. Isn't that an easy number to remember? It will be available after December 15th, for those of you are listening later, on our site, but it won't be an exclusive. We will also make it available to rent, and the rental fee is about $7.99. But I'll tell you, this is so great, I think it's worth the extra money to go ahead and get unlimited play. It's called watchreawakening.com. Hey, let me know what you think of it. You can write me at StephenEStrang@charismamedia.com. That's my name, Stephen with a PH, E Strang, no periods, @charismamedia.com. Let me know what you think of this incredible documentary that features what's happening in America and also the amazing story that we talked about in this podcast about Clay Clark.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.